他是一名基督教徒。
And Mike was already a Christian then.
他曾经给我讲过很多圣经的故事。
And he would tell me many Bible stories.
今天我终于找到了缘由。
And today I have finally found the source of all that love.
有基督教的地方，有神在的地方，那里就是有爱的地方。
Wherever God is, there is also love.
第二次接触基督教是在2012年，我搬到尤金。
And then the second contact I had with Christianity was when I moved to Eugene in 2012.
耶和华的见证人来我家传教。
And then Jehovah's Witness come to my home to preach.
我对去教堂一直很向往。
And I've always longed to go to church.
那时我没有驾照。
And I didn't have a driver's license.
我让 Mike 送我去。
So my husband Mike would take me.
他就和我讲了很多关于这个教堂并不是真正的基督教。
And then he told me that this so-called church from Jehovah's Witness is not a real Orthodox Christianity.
但是他还是送我去了。
But he took me to the church anyway.
我到了门口还是没有下定决心走进去。
And when I came to the front door, I couldn't make up my mind to go inside.
第三次接触基督教就是来这个教会了。
And then the next encounter I have with Christianity is when I came to this church.
第一次来我是有私心的。
When I first came here, I had ulterior motive.
因为我的职业。
Because of what I do.
请主原谅我刚开始的目的不纯。
I asked for God's forgiveness that I didn't have a pure motive when I first came.
但是让我来留下来并决定成为一名基督教徒是三件事深深刻在我的心底。
And I want to become a Christian. I want to stay in church because of three things, and that made a lasting impression on me.
让我毫不犹豫地追随主。
And I want to follow the footsteps of Christ without any hesitation.
第一件事是。
And the first thing is.
很幸运，第二次来教会聚会就碰到了从台湾来的潘牧师和师母。
The second time I was here on a Friday, I met Pastor Pan and his wife from Taiwan.
我记得朋友因为有问题和潘牧师说，就多逗留了一会儿。
And my friend had a question that she wanted to ask Pastor Pan, so we stayed after the small group was over.
然后在大家诉说和潘牧师给我的朋友祷告的时候。
And then when Pastor Pan was praying for my friend,
我真的感觉很神奇。
I felt it was miraculous.
那一刻我似乎看到了光和美好的存在。
I felt like I could see light and the existence of wonderful things.
看到了基督徒的那种大爱和博爱。
And I saw the love that is not a selfish love from the Christians.
第二件事是记得有一个星期五大家一起读经。
And then I remember another thing is on one Friday during the Bible study.
说到约瑟的故事的时候，我被约瑟这个人物深深感动了。
And we were talking about the story of Joseph, and I was deeply touched by his life.
第三件事是 Sarah 和灵珍，以及这里每一个来的人都是那么的可爱和正直。
And I feel like Sarah and 灵珍have been, and all the brothers and sisters here have been very kind to me, and they're just all lovable and adorable and upright.
我深深感觉到主耶稣的力量。
And I feel that is the power of Jesus.
感谢 Sarah. 第一次来到教堂的笑容和亲切，并在受洗班传授神的话语。
I appreciated the kindness and the love from Sarah and the baptism and the knowledge that she imparted in the baptism class.
感谢灵珍姐以及其他的弟兄姐妹如此的欢迎我们进入这个大家庭。
I also want to give thanks to Ling Zhen and other brothers and sisters who welcomed me into this big family.
愿主接纳我这个有罪的人。
And I pray that God would accept me as a sinful person.
圣洁我的心灵。
And to sanctify my heart.
追随你的方向。
And to follow the footstep of Jesus.
成为更美好的人。
And to become a better person.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Helen, for your testimony.
谢谢 Helen 刚刚给我们做的见证。
As you can hear that God has been working on her and on every one of us, even from long time ago.
可见神在 Helen 的生命中以及我们每个人的生命中早早就有了他的计划。
Every one of us should have a story to share.
我们每个人都应当有自己生命的故事和他人分享。
Okay. Let's pray.
让我们先祷告。
那我们的主，我们感谢你，让我们可以来到主你的圣殿的当中，带我们来到主你的面前。我们的好像摩西的祷告，我们要求看到主你自己的荣耀，主要答应主你在这个时候与我们同在，显明你的同在，让我们真的有一颗愿意受教的心，来听明白神你自己的话语，来用你的话语在我们心里面动工，感动我们，改变我们的生命。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名， Amen. I didn't have my English name until entering college.
我一直都没有英文名，是直到要上大学的时候才起的。
I was inspired by the movie Ten Commandments.
我当时取这个名字的灵感是来自于那部电影《十诫》。
I really admire the Moses in the Old Testament.
我很崇拜旧约里面的摩西。
Besides all the things he did,
除了他所行的所有神迹以外
，He has a great helper and successor, Joshua.
他有一个很好的帮手和继承人，这个继承人的名字叫约书亚。
So some of you may have heard that if I have a son, I will have a name called Joshua.
我想教会里面应该有不少人都知道，假如说我有儿子的话，我一定会给我儿子取名叫约书亚。
But fortunately, I didn't have a son.
可惜我没有儿子，三个女儿。
So both Moses and Joshua was great leaders.
摩西和约书亚都是非常优秀的领袖。
One was leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
一个是带领了以色列人出了埃及。
The other one was leading the Israelites entering the Promised Land.
另外一个就是带领以色列人进入应许之地迦南。
Which one has an easier job to do?
那这两个人之间谁的工作其实是相对来说比较容易一点的呢
？Actually, both missions were quite impossible.
但其实两个人的工作都是几乎是不可能的。
The Israelites were living in Egypt for over 400 years.
以色列人在埃及生活了四百多年。
It's quite difficult, quite impossible to get them out and give up and going with Moses to the wilderness.
你让这在当地生活了四百多年的以色列人放弃一切去跟着摩西去旷野中，这其实是不太可能的事情。
And also, King Pharaoh also won't let these people go because they have been the neighbor for him to build up his country.
而且法老，埃及的法老当时也不愿意这群以色列人走，因为这群以色列人当时就相当于奴隶一样的帮他们建了城墙。
On the other hand, land of Canaan was occupied by many tribes.
另一方面，在迦南地当时是有很多不同的族群侵占了的。
It's their homeland for years.
所以你可以说迦南地是当时这些外族人的家园。
For the Israelites, moving over, they have to clear out all these tribes.
你要让以色列人搬去迦南，就相当于他去到那边要把当地人全部赶走。
Just like if you go to someone's home.Not just staying there and say, "Hey, I got to throw you out, and then this is my place."
就好像说你去某人家做客，然后你跟那个人说，我不仅是来做客的，我还要把你赶走，把这个地方作为我自己的生活地方。
So it's quite impossible.
所以你可想而知，这是多么的不可能。
Both missions are near impossible. That's why God has to find great leaders to get this done.
正因为两个人的使命都是不可能可以完成的，所以神需要两个很优秀的领袖去完成这两个使命。
Today we're going to spend some time to look at these two great leaders and their interaction and try to learn something from them.
今天我们会花一些时间去看这两位领袖，并且试图从他们两个人之间的关系以及互动中去看有什么可以学习的。
When it comes to accomplishing an impossible task today, I can think about a contemporary Joshua.Comes to my mind.
因为今天要说到完成不可能的使命，所以我也就不自觉地想到了现代社会的一个约书亚。
A guy called Joshua Wong.
这个人的名字叫黄之锋，他的英文名字也叫约书亚。
For those that who came from Hong Kong, maybe you have heard about his name.
如果你是来自于香港的，你可能对这个名字非常熟悉。
He's an amazing young person with a great vision.
他是一个有着远大意向、很了不起的年轻人。
He's not even 21 years old.
他才21岁。
And well, he's 1 year younger than my daughter. Younger than my daughter, my oldest daughter.
比 Moses 的大女儿还要小一岁。
He's an activist for democracy in Hong Kong since 14 years old.
他从14岁开始就在香港是作为一个社会活动家的存在。
He formed a political party called Scholarism, a student activist group, back in 2010.
他建立了一个叫学民思潮的小组群，相当于是一个学生活动家的团体。
And then formed the Demosisto, a political party in 2016.
然后又在2016年建立了香港一个政党，叫做香港众志。
Well, I think you know people may have heard about that. He is one of the leader of the umbrella movement.
你可能会听说，会知道他是当时雨伞运动的发起人之一。
It's quite an amazing thing to see such a young person can stir up such a big political storm in Hong Kong.
如果你去看的话，这么一个年轻的小伙子去发起了一个在香港可以说是政治风暴的运动，也算是蛮了不起的一件事情。
He was invited to speak in many places, including Cambridge, Oxford.
他被应邀去到世界各地演讲，包括牛津和剑桥等高校。
And even he was on the cover page of Time Asia edition.
他甚至是《时代》杂志亚洲版面的封面人物。
He was named the top 25 most influential teenagers in the world by Times.
甚至被《时代》杂志任命为全世界最有影响力的25位青少年之一。
And the top 50 world's greatest leader by Fortune magazine.
而且《财富》杂志也任命他为全球50名最有影响力的领袖之一。
He was in prison since a couple of weeks ago, August 16th.
但在8月16号的时候，他被香港政府抓去监狱里面。
As a prisoner of conscience.
作为一个有良知的监狱犯
he did all this not for himself.
他这么做的所有的一切都不其实不是为了他的自己
not a selfish motive.
不是说因为有自己的私心
but for a good cause.
而是因为他有一个非常美好的愿景，他想要去实现。
He was fighting against the government for the democracy and human rights in a peaceful, rational, and non-violent way.
他这么做是为了民主和人权，他对政府的反抗也是秉持着和平、理性、非暴力这么一个风格去做的。
No matter whether you agree with his political standpoint, he is doing an incredible job towards an impossible mission.
无论我们是否赞成黄之锋他的政治观点，但是不可否认的说是这个年轻人他真的是在行使着一个不太可能的使命。
Just like the story of Moses and Joshua, he was doing something quite impossible.
就像摩西和约书亚，等下我们要去看的两位圣经领袖一样，黄之锋也是在做着一个不可能的使命。
Somebody described that as using an egg to crack down a wall.
有人形容黄之锋的做法就相当于是以卵击石。
What made him such a person?
到底是什么成就了黄之锋今天呢？
I think his family, his parents did have a big influence on him.
我觉得黄之锋父母的教育占了很大的比重。
He has a God-fearing parent upbringing him to be a righteous and justice person.
黄之锋的爸妈都是非常敬畏神的父母，教导黄之锋长大要做一个公义平等的人。
Dare to challenge the authority if something goes wrong.
如果整个境况实在是非常非常不公义的话，那么你可以站起来去挑战权威。
After he was in jail last week, his mom wrote a public letter encouraging him.
在八月十六号他入狱之后，他的妈妈写了一封公开信。
And using a lot of biblical scripture and describing him and encouraging him to be a righteous person to do the right thing, just like the Joshua in the Bible.
他妈妈在公开信里面多次引用到了经文，鼓励他继续跟随圣经的教导，去活出见证，为公义和正义而战。
I can't imagine if he's my son, how am I going to handle and encourage him?
我觉得说，如果这是我的儿子的话，我都没有办法想象我要怎么做去鼓励我这个儿子。
Back to the topic today, we're going to talk about Moses and Joshua.
今天呢，我们先回到主要经节里面，我们要看摩西和约书亚。
Moses in the Bible, many people heard about his story.
大家应该都听过摩西很多的故事。
He's a mighty leader and hero.
他是一个了不起的领袖和英雄。
He has parted the Red Sea.
他把红海分开两边。
And he received the Ten Commandments directly from the Jehovah God.
从耶和华神手上领受到了十诫。
And he has the guts to go to the king Pharaoh and asking him, let my people go.
他还有足够的勇气去到法老面前说让我的人走。
These are all the amazing stories about Moses.
这些都是有关摩西非凡的故事。
Let's take a closer look into his life so we can see how he could have done all these amazing things.
让我们仔细的去看看摩西的生平，去看到底是为什么他能够做到这一些。
He's a man of Levi tribe, nothing significant.
他摩西其实是利未族人，并不是什么了不起的出身。
He was born in a troubled time, a troubled time when King Pharaoh wanted to kill all the Israelite baby boys.
他出生的时候刚好正值法老想要把所有的以色列男婴全部杀死，所以说可以他是生于乱世。
His mother couldn't keep him anymore and has to put him into a basket and send him off the river of Nile.
他出生之后没多久，他妈妈不能把他一直藏着，所以就把他放在一个篮子里面，顺着尼罗河把篮子顺着河流流走了。
However, he was picked up by the princess of Egypt and became the prince of Egypt.
但是他被埃及的公主捡了起来，然后领养了，所以到后面他得到了埃及王子这么一个身份。
He got the best education in Egypt for 40 years, a potential candidate for the King Pharaoh's throne.
在埃及他领受了40年最好的教育，所以说他其实也算是法老王位一个非常有可能的继承人。
However, he had the empathy for his own people who were suffering and wanted to use his own way to deliver them.
但是他内心非常担忧受苦的以色列人，所以他心里面一直想要去解救他的民，他的人民。
He killed an Egyptian and then ran away to the desert.
他杀了一个埃及的看守，然后就跑到了旷野，跑到了旷野当中。
He settled as a shepherd in the wilderness for 40 years.
最后就在旷野中定居下来，作为牧羊人生活了四十年。
When he was an 80 years old man, he was called by God from the burning bushes, asking him to rescue the Israelites out of King Pharaoh's hand.
在他八十岁的时候，神亲自的呼召他，呼召他，叫他领着以色列人出埃及。
He went back to Egypt and asked Pharaoh to free the Israelites. And after ordering 10 plagues to the Egyptians.
他回到埃及，叫法老让以色列人走，而且他也在那里降了十灾。终于，他也带了以色列人出了埃及。
Finally, he led the Israelites through the Red Sea into the wilderness.
带着以色列人过了红海，去到旷野当中。
He spent the last 40 years in the wilderness with the Israelites. By the end, he could only see the promised land from afar, but died in the wilderness.
他最后四十年是同以色列人一起生活在旷野之中的，他最后只能远远的看着应许之地，并不能进入到应许之地当中。他后来死在了旷野里。
Look at Moses' life.
如果你去这么看的话，他的一生。
What a colorful and interesting life.
其实也算是精彩纷呈的。
He went through a lot of ups and downs in his life.
他的生命可以说是有大起大落。
And his life has been transformed completely by God.
他的生命也被神完全的更新。
He was from an abandoned child to become the prince of Egypt.
他的身份从弃婴到了王子。
That's definitely not his own plan.
这当然不可能是他自己能计划而成的。
He went from a prince to a fugitive.Due to his passion for his own people.
然后又因为自己对自己人民的同情，又从王子掉落到了逃犯。
And then he was from a prince to a murderer, and from a murderer to a shepherd.
然后再从杀人犯变成了牧羊人。
Think about are you going to hand those sheep to a murderer to help you to shepherd them?
你想想，如果你是这个农场主的话，你会愿意让一个杀人犯来帮你放羊吗？
I know how many of those sheep would be killed before they grow up.
你可以想象，这杀人犯肯定会性情很急，那他养羊的时候，肯定杀了很多羊，才慢慢把羊养大。
God put him to live with the sheep for 40 years, not 40 weeks, 40 years, in order to tame him and train him with patience and humility.
神把摩西放在了羊群当中，放了四十年，就是为了想让他的性情可以变温和，变得有耐心，要训练他为之后的做领袖这么一个位置做准备。
And he completely became nobody, and even didn't know how to speak because he has been spending with the time with the sheep. God made him to become a great leader.
跟这群羊生活了四十年，他也慢慢的从一个杀人犯到了一个可以说是完全籍籍无名的人。他甚至因为跟羊待一起待太久了，也不知道要怎么说话了。但是也是在从这个籍籍无名和不懂说话的人，神把他变成了一个优秀的领袖。
And accomplished the impossible mission of leading the Israelites out of King Pharaoh's hand.
然后就是他把以色列人从法老的手中解救了出来。
You can see how God prepared him for 80 years, got the best noble education.And tamed him to be the most humble person in the world.
所以可见神是用了80年去准备摩西，去预备摩西，让他在埃及接受了那么多年良好的教育，再去到羊群当中去改变他的性格，让他变得最谦卑，去经历这一切的改变。
He certainly experienced the transformation from God.
他确确实实的是经历了这一整个生命的更新。
He will be a great example for anybody to learn from.
他是一个非常好的学习的榜样，任何人都可以在他身上找到可学之处。
So when it comes to Joshua, what's in your mind?
那如果我们说约书亚呢，大家对他的大致印象是什么？
He must be a great warrior.
我们可能会想到说约书亚是一个了不起的战士。
He has been leading the Israelites to fight many battles to chase out all those people in Canaan.
因为他在很多场战役当中都是带领打仗的一个非常优秀的将军，打了很多胜仗。
You may have heard about the first battle he did was in the city of Jericho.
大家可能也听过他第一场的战役是耶利哥城之战。
Without using any weapon, they blew down the whole great fortress.
他们当时没有用过任何一件的兵器，只是靠着吹号把整一个耶利哥城的城墙都吹倒了。
In the war with the Amorites,God even answered his prayer to hold the sun in the sky long enough so that they can defeat their enemy completely.
到后来又有一次跟亚玛利人打仗，当时神甚至应允了他的祷告，让太阳在天空上停留了很长的时间，直到他们打了胜仗为止。
What a great leader! How could he become that?
这是一个多么优秀的领袖的形象，那约书亚又是怎么做到的呢？
Let's look at Joshua. Joshua belongs to the tribe of Ephraim.
好，我们仔细看看，他是以法莲族的人。
Also nothing significant.
以法莲族，所以出身也不是什么很尊贵。
He was only a young man when he left Egypt.
当他离开埃及的时候，他也只是一个少年人而已。
Maybe he's under 40 years old.
还不到40岁。
His name originally was called Hosea, which means salvation.
他原来的名字叫做何西亚，何西亚的意思是救恩。
Maybe this salvation is just related to the Israelite people.
当时这个救恩的意思只是在以色列名里面救恩的意思。
However, Moses gave him a new name called Joshua, which means Jehovah is generous and he saves.
后来摩西给他改名叫他约书亚，约书亚的名字是耶和华有慷慨的拯救的意思。
So instead of general meaning of salvation, Moses brought the spiritual meaning to his life.
原来的名字何西亚救恩只是一个很普通的意思，但是当他把名字改了之后，他的名字整个就有个灵性的层面了。
The ultimate salvation is coming from Jehovah God.
因为真正的救恩是来自耶和华神的。
Throughout his life, he did save a lot of Israelites many times and defeated the enemies in numerous war with the people in Canaan.
约书亚的有生之年打了很多场战，击败了很多的敌人，也带领了以色列人进入了迦南地。
What kind of person Joshua was?
那约书亚之前是个什么样的人呢？
In Numbers 27:18, before God asked Moses to appoint Joshua as his successor, he was described as a man filled with the Holy Spirit.
当神当时叫摩西去指点约书亚作为继承人的时候，神对约书亚的评价说他是一个被圣灵充满的人。
You don't need to be a priest or a pastor in order to be a spiritual man.
你并不需要作为一个牧师来成为一个有灵性的人。
Even a warrior can become a spiritual man.
一个战士也可以做一个被圣灵充满的人。
You can be a spiritual person as a professor at your school.
你可以是一个在学校里面教书的教授，也被圣灵充满。
As a manager in your office.
也可以作为一个在办公室里面作为管理的人被圣灵充满。
Or as a housewife at your home.
甚至作为一个太太，全职太太，你也可以被圣灵充满。
God also promised him in person that God will be always with him.
神也亲自的跟约书亚说，应许他常与他同在。
You can explain why he could accomplish all this impossible mission because it's not him; it's the one that living inside him doing all this.
这也解释了为什么约书亚能够做出这么多不可能的事情，是因为在他里面有神在做这些事情。
At the end of his days, he made the claim to all the Israelite people in Joshua 24:15, saying that as for me and my family, we will serve Jehovah.
在约书亚后期的日子里，他承诺到说，我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
What a beautiful commitment!
这是一个多么美丽的尾声。
Not just himself, but his whole family will be serving Jehovah.
不仅仅是他自己，还包括了他的全家。
I hope I can raise my family well in the Lord that I can make such claim too.
我也希望我也可以能够培养我的家人，让我们全家都可以去侍奉主。
How Joshua became such a great leader and spiritual man?
约书亚是怎么能够如此的属灵，并且成为如此优秀的领袖呢？
I think one great reason was that he has a great mentor, Moses, who trained and empowered him for almost 40 years.
我觉得很重要的一点，就是因为摩西是亲自的去指导，以及去赋能约书亚，去培育了他。
Let's all stand up and read today's scripture.
让我们一起起立读今天的经文。
In English or Chinese?
用你自己喜欢的语言来读。
耶和
华对摩西
说：“
你要上山到我这里来，要住在这里。我要把石板，就是我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教导人民。”于是摩西和他的侍从约书亚起来，摩西亚就上到神的山那里去了。但摩西对长老说：“你们要在这里等候我们，直到我们再回到你们那里来。看哪，这里有亚伦和户珥与你们在一起。谁有素？”摩
西
上
到山
上，有云彩把
山
遮盖着。耶和华的荣耀停在西乃山上。云彩把山遮盖了六天，第七天，耶和华从云彩中召呼唤摩西。
耶和华
荣
耀的
景象在以色列人眼前，好像在山顶上出现烈火。摩西进入云彩中，上到山上去。摩西在山上四十昼夜。
Okay, let's please be seated.
大家请坐。
When it, what a great spiritual retreat for Moses.To encounter God face to face.
在山上的时候，摩西就和神面对面了。
He was receiving God's commandment directly.
他直接的从神那里领受了诫律。
This is not the first time Moses has been called up to the Mount Sinai by God.
这不是摩西第一次被神叫到西乃山上去了。
Back in chapter 19, God called Moses and Aaron up to the first time, offering them the Ten Commandments.
在十九章的时候，之前神就叫摩西和亚伦去到山上，并给了他们十诫。
This is actually the second time God asked Moses to come up.
这其实是摩西的第二次上山。
Instead of taking Aaron with him, he took Joshua.
这次他没有带亚伦，他这次带的是约书亚。
The Bible didn't explain why, just saying that he took Joshua as a helper.
圣经没有说为什么，他只是说带了约书亚去做帮手。
I guess maybe the reason is this time God is going to outline the detail of the tabernacles and all the details inside the decorations.
我猜是因为这次神列好了圣殿和内置的所有细节的装饰。
So because Moses is an old man, he was afraid that he might make mistakes.
He
may not be able to be very clearly dropping down all this. That's why he took a young man, Joshua, with him.
摩西当时年纪已经比较大了，怕自己会出错，所以他可能就想说带年轻的约书亚跟自己一起去。
So what did Moses do to Joshua?
摩西在约书亚的生平里面做过什么呢？
This is not the first incident mentioning about Joshua.
这也不是第一次提到摩西与约书亚。
Actually, back in Exodus, chapter 17, Moses picked Joshua to fight the first battle with the Amalekites.
其实在十七章里面，摩西就挑了约书亚参与了第一次与亚玛利人打了一场仗。
That was the first mention of Joshua.
那才是第一次提到了约书亚。
Joshua was a young man and was not the leader of Ephraim either.
他当时很年轻，甚至还不是以法莲他自己宗族的领袖。
Obviously, he was a man with a great courage.
但很明显的，他是一个非常有勇气的人。
Next week, one boy is going to talk about more about this war and the significance of this war.
下个礼拜呢，文博就会讲到这一场征战。
Then in chapter 24, Moses picked Joshua as a helper to attend such an important meeting with God.
在二十四章里面，摩西选了他作为自己的帮手。
Remember last week, Steve mentioned about that Moses actually has two sons.
如果你记得上周 Steve 的讲到的话，你会记得说摩西他其实自己有两个儿子。
And one is named Gershom, and the other one is Elisha.
一个叫葛顺，另外一个叫
以利以谢。
哦，以利以谢。
However, Moses didn't take any of his own son.
但是摩西并没有带他自己的儿子。
But he picked Joshua.
他只挑了约书亚。
So obviously, this tells us that Moses was not doing it for his own.
所以你看得出来，摩西挑约书亚去做这一系列的事情，他都不是为了自己。
He was following God's choice.
他只是在跟随神的拣选。
In this incident, Moses took Joshua to meet God in Mount Sinai.
在这一次的记载当中，摩西是带着约书亚去到西乃山去见耶和华。
That means Joshua was going to have the extraordinary experience in meeting up with God.
所以你就可以看见约书亚在这一次的记载里面，他会有一个非凡的经历去亲自见神。
And in Exodus 33, mentioned about Moses also took Joshua to the tabernacle and left him there. Even Moses had to go back and forth between the Israelites and the tabernacles.
在33章里面也有记载到，摩西带他去到了会幕，让他留守在后面。所以你也会看到摩西进来出去的。
Moses was sharing all this spiritual experience with Joshua.
摩西是可以说是跟约书亚分享了尽可能多的属灵的经历。
In Numbers chapter 13, Moses sent 12 spies to the land of Canaan to check it out.
在民数记的十三章里面，他打发了约书亚和其他十一个人去迦南地去做探子。
Each tribe sent out a representative, and Joshua representing the tribe of Ephraim.
以色列有十二个支派，每个支派派出了一个人，约书亚当时代表的是以法莲支派。
The spies spent 40 days over there and came back with big crops to prove that was indeed a fertile land.Promised by God, flowing milk and honey.
探子在迦南地待了四十天的时间，他们回来的时候的确也带了非常大的收成，也证明了迦南地的确是土壤肥沃，而且是流奶与蜜之地。
However, only Joshua and Caleb trusted the Lord's promise, and they should go and take up the land.
但是十二个探子里面，也只有约书亚和加勒认可了是可以去攻取迦南地的。
The rest 10 spies only focus on the difficulties, and they have big fortress and huge people.
剩下的十个探子眼睛里面定睛的只有困难，他们只是不停的在说迦南地的人个子有多大，迦南地的堡垒有多么的坚固。
They even tell the rest of the Israelites saying that we look like ants in front of them.
他甚至在以色列民众当所有人的面说，我们所有的以色列人在迦南地的人面前，我们就像蚂蚁一样的渺小。
Because of that, God mandated all people over 20 years old by that time would not be able to enter the land of promise.
正因如此，神下令说，出埃及二十岁以上的人都不能在有生之年进入到迦南地区。
Only except Joshua and Caleb.
除了加勒和约书亚。
In another incident of appointing 70 elders to manage the Israelites.
在另外一个记载说，摩西任命七十位长老管理以色列事务的时候
，Moses taught Joshua a lesson of humility and embracement.
摩西就教导了约书亚谦卑和包容的功课。
Once Moses appointed all these elders,
在摩西任命了这七十位长老之后
，they all were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所有的长老都被圣灵充满了
，and all spoke in tongues.
都开始说方言。
However, a few of them were not there; they were in their own tent.
但是也有一些长老当时不在当中，是在自己的帐篷里面的。
And those people also speak in tongues.
那些在自己帐篷里面的长老也开始说方言。
And Joshua said, no, not right. These people didn't respect Moses. They were not here, so they shouldn't be doing that.
约书亚当时是非常不高兴的，他说，这些人根本都没来见你面，在自己的帐篷里面一点都不尊重你，他们怎么可以被圣灵充满去说方言呢？
But Moses told Joshua, no, you were wrong. They were selected by God. It is the work of God, not us.
摩西就教导他说，这是神的拣选，不是我们自己的做工。
Moses taught Joshua a very good lesson that we are doing the work of God, not our own work.
所以摩西就教导他很重要的一课，现在我们做的这一切都是在为神而做，不是为我们自己而做。
At the end, before Moses died, he passed the baton to Joshua and acknowledged him in front of the Israelites.
最后在摩西去世之前，他把指挥棒交给了约书亚，也在众人面前承认了约书亚的权利。
Two weeks from now, Sarah is going to talk about this and how he's going to transition the power and the leadership to Joshua.
在两周之后 ，Sarah 她也会更仔细的讲到这里有关权力的交接。
So from what we have talked about, we can review what Moses did to Joshua.
所以我们刚刚概论的这一系列的记载，我们也看到摩西是怎么对待约书亚的。
Obviously, Moses treated Joshua as his disciple, and Joshua respect Moses as his mentor.
很明显的，摩西是像门徒一样的去对待约书亚，约书亚也是非常尊重摩西，是像他把他当自己的导师的看待。
We can learn a lot from the interaction on how we should establish such a relationship today.
我们看他们两个人的互动，也能学习到我们今天在我们与人的关系中应当如此行。
Firstly, Moses spent time with him.
首先，你作为导师，你要花时间与你的门徒在一起。
Moses let Joshua follow him wherever he went.
摩西是让约书亚跟着他到各地去的。
Then we can see that one very important thing is Moses did was to bring him to the Lord.
另外很重要的一点，我们看见了摩西是亲自的把约书亚带到了神的面前。
All those wonderful spiritual encounters with God, Joshua was with him.
那些非常美妙的属灵的体验，摩西都是带着约书亚去经历的。
That helps Joshua to build a direct relationship with God.
这一些属灵的经历都会帮助约书亚去到神的面前，亲自与神建立联系。
Moses taught Joshua the law of God.
摩西也以神的律法去教导约书亚。
Most of the time, he would be the one that who has the first-hand experience of God's commandment.
很多时候，约书亚也是以第一人称去经历这一些律法。
So Joshua knew God, who God is, and also who God and what God wants them to do.
所以约书亚对于神的理解是可以说他知道清楚知道神是谁，神想他们做什么。
Since Joshua was with Moses all the time, he observed how Moses lived.
因为约书亚和摩西经常待在一起，可以说是在一起生活，所以约书亚也看到了摩西怎么样把自己的生命活出了一个见证。
How Moses handled problems.
他看见摩西是怎么样处理问题的。
How Moses interact with people.
他看见摩西是怎么样与人相处的。
And how Moses plead to God for the Israelite people.
他也看见摩西是如何在神面前为以色列人呼求的。
Joshua learned the lessons of leadership not just from words.But from real life example of Moses.
所以说约书亚他去学习怎么样当一个领袖，不仅是在话语上去学习，而且他是在生活中，在日常行为当中去学习到了。
Moses also assigned the task to Joshua.
摩西也委托责任让约书亚去做。
Fight the first battle and many battles.
让他去参与第一场战争以及后面的征战。
Send him as a spy.
让他去当探子。
That demonstrated how much trust that Moses has on Joshua.
可见摩西是多么信任约书亚。
In the incident of appointing 7 elders, we see that Moses also took the responsibility to provide feedback and teach and taught Joshua the important spiritual lessons.
在记载到任命70个长老去管理以色列事务的时候，我们也看见了摩西亲自的给了约书亚反馈，并且亲自的去教导了他谦卑和包容的功课。
When Moses knew that he would not be able to enter the promised land, he encouraged and supported Joshua to take up the job.
当摩西得知自己没有办法进入到迦南地的时候，他鼓励支持约书亚，说：“约书亚，你要继承我这一个工作，带领以色列人进入迦南地区。”
And he empowered him in front of all the Israelite people.
他在以色列众人面前亲自赋能与约书亚。
We have seen a great lessons of mentorship and discipleship through the interaction between Moses and Joshua.
从摩西和约书亚两个人的互动和两个人的关系当中，我们看见非常美好的导师与门徒之间的图画。
Actually, in the Bible, there are many other examples.
如果你去看纵观圣经的话，其实有很多这样的例子。
Of such a mentoring and discipleship relationship.
导师和门徒的例子有非常的多。
In the book of Second King, we can see a good example from Elijah and Elisha.
在列王记下，我们看到了以利亚和以利沙的例子。
In Mount Horeb, God asked Elijah to find Elisha to be his successor.
在何烈山上，神跟以利亚说，把以利沙找来做你的门徒。
Then Elisha followed Elijah everywhere he went.
然后以利沙呢就跟着以利亚去到各个地方。
Even a lot of time Elijah asked him to leave, but Elisha didn't.
甚至很多时候以利亚说以利沙你离开我走吧，以利沙都不肯，都一直跟在以利亚的后面。
And Elijah prayed for the spirit that Elijah has.
以利沙甚至向神求说想要以利亚身上的灵。
Not just the spirit, but also double the spirit, double the portion.
不仅是想要以利亚身上的圣灵，而且他想要双倍的圣灵。
Finally, when Elijah saw Elijah being taken up to the heaven by the chariots of fire,
当以利沙看见以利亚被带着火的马车提到天上去的时候，
the Holy Spirit fell upon him and enabled him to perform a lot of miracles.
圣灵降下与他同在，赋予他能力去行了很多的神迹。
In the New Testament, we have seen that Jesus has 12 disciples.
在新约里面，我们看到了耶稣拣选了十二个门徒。
Jesus spent a lot of time with them.
耶稣花了很多的时间与这十二个门徒在一起。
Preaching and explaining the heavenly truth to them.
给他们讲道，给他们解释天国的道。
Perform miracles in front of them.
在他们面前行神迹。
And empower them to accomplish the spreading of the gospel.
赋能与十二个门徒，让他们去在外传讲福音的能力。
He even said in John chapter 14:12 that the disciples would be doing and accomplishing more than he did.
他甚至在约翰福音十四章里面说到门徒要做更大的事。
Then in the case of Paul and Timothy,
然后后面我们也会看到保罗和提摩太。
Paul treated Timothy as dear as his own son.
保罗对提摩太可以说像当亲儿子一样的看待。
Knowing that Timothy has a timid character,
他知道提摩太性格比较害羞。
Paul encouraged and empowered him to have good life example in front of all the people.
保罗就鼓励他在生活当中活出见证，做众人的榜样。
After all, the Bible told us that for those who have experienced God in their life, they should be a good example for other people to follow.
圣经基本上就告诉了我们，那些在生命里面亲自经历的神的人，都应该作为美好的榜样，让他人效仿而行。
As Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 17, John together in following my example, brother and sister, as just you have as us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do.
就像保罗在腓立比书三章十七节说，弟兄们，你们要一同的效法我，也要留意那些照着我们给你们榜样而行的人。
That means we all need to share our life in Christ with others.
这个意思是说，我们要在基督里面把我们的生命分享给众人。
So that we can learn from those who have experienced God in their life.
这样我们就能从那些在生命里面有经历过主的人，从他们身上得以学习。
In summary,
好，我总结一下。
There are 10 key elements in the mentoring and discipleship model.
在导师和门徒之间的模式里面有十个很重要的元素。
First is a life investment.
首先这是一项生命的投资。
As a mentor, we are building up other people's life.
作为导师，你是在建立他人的生命。
That requires us to invest time or even money.
所以你很多时候你要投资时间，你甚至有的时候还要投资金钱。
After all, we are building up people in the kingdom of God.
毕竟我们是为神的国去建立生命。
The return of investment can be huge.
所以回报也会很大。
Think about those people who mentor and brought up those great people like Billy Graham, Louis Palau.Hudson Taylor or Huang Mingdao.
想象一下，那些亲自去建立了非常著名的传道人，你像 Billy Graham, Louis Palau, 王明道等等的人的生命的这些导师们。
How much impact these people have on other people?
你觉得这些传道人都很出名，可是真正在他们生命里面进行投资的导师，他们的影响是多大
？You never learn what this return could be measured.
所以我们永远都不可能知道，我们进行这项生命的投资回报到底会有多大。
Another thing is, it's a life-sharing experience.
第二点，这是一个生命的分享。
It's not learning a skill or knowledge.
我们不是叫门徒去学知识，去学技术。
But it's an impact of life kind of relationship. Life impact life.
这是一个生命影响生命这样的一个模式。
We need to be honest and transparent.
我们需要做到诚实与透明。
Share what God has done in you in your life so that they can develop their own relationship with God.
与他人去分享神在我们生命中的作为，让他们自己和神去建立一个关系。
And then it's a God-centered relationship.
第三，我们要记得以神为中心。
We can all see from those biblical examples, God always is the center of such relationship.
我们刚看到了那么多的门徒与导师的例子，我们都可以看见这一些关系都是以神为中心的。
We are not asking people to follow or to follow us.But more to learn from us how we follow God so that they can follow God themselves.
我们今天不是叫门徒来跟随我们，我们是要叫门徒来跟随，像我们一样去跟随神，这样他们才能真正在生命当中去学习怎么样去把每一个人都带到神的面前。
None of us is perfect.
我们每个人都不完美。
If we are self-centered, we may lead people to the wrong way.
如果我们都是以自我为中心的话，我们都会把人给带歪的。
Okay, so another principle for the discipleship is practical teachings.
第四点，我们也要记得，这一切都要是以理论加实践。
Again, it's more than skill and knowledge, more on how people can apply in their daily living.
在 再重申一遍，这不是叫你去学一个知识或者是技术，更重要的是他今天学到的东西能不能够放在他日常的生活当中实践出来。
In facing their challenges and difficult times in their lives，
比如说他遇到困难的时候，遇到挑战的时候，
is how the truth can apply in our daily living，
能不能够把我们学到的真理放在我们的生命当中。
Just like Jesus said, he is the truth, the life and the way，
就像耶稣说的，他是真理、道路和生命。
That means it's touchable and applicable in our own life.
所以说，这一切都是可以触碰到的，是可以在生命当中实践出来的。
Which we can also experience.
也是我们可以经历出来的。
And then it's a bidirectional relationship.
第五点，导师和门徒两个人是一个双向的关系。
The mentor and mentee relationship is bidirectional.
这个关系呢是可以 往一边走，也可以往另一边走的。
Not necessarily only the mentee learn from the mentor.
它不只是让门徒从导师身上学习，而不能反过来的。
It can also be the other way around.
它是可以反过来的。
There is a Chinese saying, "What comes after is better than the prior."
在我们中文里面有句话是"长江后浪推前浪"。
That's what Biao Jie said, okay? As we all have the same master.Who is our Lord? We can all learn from our life experience on God, not on us.
我们每一个人都是要在神的身上去定睛的，所以我们真正去学习的，我们共事一组，所以我们的经历是可以互相效仿、实践、互相学习的。
Another important element is trust and respect.
另外一点很重要的是，这个关系里面当有尊重和信赖。
Without the trust and respect, it's very difficult for us to be open and frank.
如果两个人之间不能尊重彼此信任的话，那么你会发现你要彼此坦诚也是很困难的。
The mentor needs to trust the mentee to let them take up responsibility.
导师呢需要相信自己的门徒，让他们逐渐的更多的去承接一些责任。
And the mentee also needs to respect the advices from the mentor with humility.
作为门徒，你也需要带着一个尊重和谦卑的心去领受来自于你导师的建议。
A lasting and effective relationship must build on trust and respect.
一个长久有效的导师和门徒之间的关系是需要建立在信任和尊重的基础上。
Another very important element is we have to all learn from our mistakes.
这七点我们都得从我们的错误当中学习。
No one is perfect. We are subject to make mistakes.
我们都不完美，我们都会犯错。
Look at Moses. Look at Elijah. Look at Paul.
看看以利亚，看看摩西，看看保罗。
They have all made mistakes.
他们都犯过错误。
Of course, however, as a mentor, it's not how good or strong we are to help others, but how genuine we are.
但是作为导师，并不是说我们看重的是我们到底自己能力有多强，而是看重的是我们到底有多真诚。
I think that is especially difficult for Chinese.
我觉得这可能对于我们华人来说是比较难做的一个功课。
To admit our wrongdoing in front of somebody looking up to us.
让我们在那些很看重我们的人面前去跟他们承认我们自己曾经的错误。
However, actually, we can all learn from our mistakes.
但是我们每个人都可以从我们自己所犯的错误中学习。
For mentor, a lot of time we won't let go the responsibility to the mentee. Maybe we are afraid that they are making mistakes.
我们很多时候作为导师的会很害怕我们自己的门徒没有准备好，所以不愿意把更多的职责给他们去做。
We have to learn how to let go and let them try.
所以我们也要学会怎么样去放手，让我们的门徒们去学会尝试。
So that they can learn from their mistakes.
所以我们的门徒们可以亲自的从自己的错误中学习。
There is a Chinese saying that failure actually is the cornerstone of success.
在中文里面，我们都说失败乃成功之母。
As a mentor, we should also share with our mentee those lessons that we learn from our own mistakes.
所以作为导师，我们也应当跟我们的门徒去分享我们自己曾经犯下的错误。
So they won't be making repeating what we have done wrong.
这样他们就不会重复我们曾经犯下的错误，少走弯路。
Another important element is, it's always people over task.
第八点，我们要谨记人比事更重要。
Discipleship actually is a people business.
建立门徒呢，可以说是一个人的生意。
Oftentimes we are so task-oriented, we measure success and failure by what we have done.
很多时候我们只关心事物的本身，我们对成功的衡量就是我们到底完成了多少事情。
However, listen carefully. God cares more about who we are than what we do.
但是我想要让大家耳朵竖起来去听这么一句话，神很多时候关注的是我们是谁，而不是说我们做了什么。
Developing those spiritual characters and virtues are much more important than achieving those remarkable results.
培育属灵的品格和美德远比真正去做很多所谓了不起的事情更重要。
Another important element, love and patience.
另外的，我们都要有忍耐和爱心。
Indeed, for a long-lasting relationship, we must have love and patience.
的确的，你想要一个关系持久的话，你真的需要忍耐和爱心。
To forgive, to embrace.
你真的要愿意去原谅，愿意去包容。
To give another chance, to accept the shortcoming, and to develop their strength.
你也要学会去接受别人的缺点，去帮他们发扬他们的优点，以及要给予他们机会。
There's a saying that we all like the rough stone.
也有人做过比喻说，我们每一个人都像是很不平等的石头。
When we develop close relationship with each other,
当我们和他人建立很亲密的关系的时候，
our sharp and rough edges will be smoothed out.
我们的尖角都会慢慢慢慢的被磨圆。
Or even layers will be peeled.
甚至我们作为这种石头也会一层一层的脱皮一样的。
And eventually others can see the precious gem inside us.
等你脱完几层皮之后，人家会看到你里面美好的宝石。
It's not an easy process.
这的确不是一个容易的过程。
But love and patience will be the lubricant in the process.
但是靠着忍耐和爱，他们会让你整个过程变得更加的顺滑。
At the end, it's a power multiplication.
最后一点呢，我想用次方增长去这么命题。
Such relationship can be copied and duplicated.
门徒和导师之间的模式是可以去被拷贝复制的。
Think about one mentor with two mentees.
好，我们去想一想，假如说你今天有一个导师带着两个门徒。
And each of them has two mentees themselves.
然后每一个门徒自己再带两个小门徒。
And then each mentee have two more.
然后每个小门徒再带两个迷你门徒。
Eventually, it's growing in the power of two.
所以你会看到这是成一个次方增长的。
Just like this picture was showing us that how the relationship being built up.
好，上面这幅图画就是显示了一个次方增长的门徒的模式。
So we can see that more and more people will be the disciple of Christ.
这样子的话，就会越来越多的人都会做耶稣的门徒。
After all, Jesus left us a great commission.
毕竟，耶稣给了我们每一个人一个大使命。
In Matthew chapter 28. 19 to 20.
在马太福音的28:19-20里面。
Let's read all together.
我们一起读。所以你们要
去
使万民做
我
的
门
徒，
奉
父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。我吩咐你们的一切都要教导他们遵守，这样我就常常与你们同在，直到这世代的终结。
We need to take action.
我们都需要付诸行动。
Go and make what? Disciples.
去使万民做什么？做门徒。
Not just believers or Christians.
不是让他们做基督徒，做信徒。
Disciples.
是门徒。
Who are willing to commit their life.
门徒是那种愿意委身自己的生命在神手中的人。
And pay the price.
而且也愿意去付出相应的牺牲。
Baptizing them in the name of the triune God.
奉父子灵的名给他们施洗。
That means to help them to establish a direct relationship with God.
这里的意思是指帮助他们与神建立个人的联系。
Teach them the words of God.
教导他们遵守。
That's the foundation of our relationship.
这就是我们导师和门徒之间关系的基础。
And that's the purpose of our life.
这也是我们活在世上的目的。
And by doing so, Jesus promised us that he will be with us.
如果我们这么做的话，耶稣就在这里应许我们说，常与我们同在。
Always.
直到世代的终结。
So, what is your response?
那今天我们的回应是什么呢？
I thank God that in my life, God has placed a few important persons to me.
我很感谢神在我的生命里，神在我的生命里的确放了好多的导师。
One of them is Pastor Ricky.
其中一个就是潘牧师。
He has been a great example for me, and also I've learned a lot from him.
他是我学习的好榜样，我也从他身上学到了很多。
A lot of time I would go to him for advices and suggestions.
很多时候我会去到潘牧师那里去向他寻求建议。
I also have make myself to be available to others.
而且我也非常非常注意，就是让我自己的确有时间跟他人建立联系。
I have been a student counselor for many years.
我做学生工作做了挺久了。
I really wish that my life can be a blessing to them.
我也很希望我的生命在学生当中是一个祝福。
So now let me ask a question.
好，现在我想问大家一个简单的问题。
How many years you have been a Christian?
请大家以举手作为回应，你信主多久了？
Over 20 years?
有没有人信主超过二十年的？
Raise your hand. Oh, you should be very proud.
我觉得你们都应该非常骄傲。
More than 20 years, how about 15 to 20 years?
那十五到二十年的有吗？庆祝。
Okay, look around, okay, 10 to 15 years.
十到十五年的呢？庆祝。
Okay, 5 to 10 years.
五到十年的呢？
Wow. Below 5 years.
五年以下的呢？嗯
嗯。Well, so that means there are lots of.People that not even a Christian yet. If you are not a Christian yet, raise your hand.
如果你还没有信主的话，也请你举手，我们看一看。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢大家。
So our church has a very, you know, evenly distribution.
所以如果你去看的话，看曲线图的话，我们教会其实分布非常平均。
For those Christians that has been some time, no matter how long.
如果今天你已经信主一段时间了，无论多久。
You must have some experience in God.
我想你们生命当中都肯定经历了神在你身上的作为。
Am I right?
我说的应该没有错吧。
Let's close our eyes and bow our head.
让我们先闭眼，低头。
No matter how long you have been a Christian, think about that, what kind of blessing that you have been from other people.
无论你信主多久了，想想有谁在你的信仰生活成长中是一个祝福的。
You must be blessed by someone before.
你一定是曾经经历过有人来到你的生命当中给予你这样的福分。
And you must have been experienced a lot of God's work in your life.
你的生命应该也亲自经历了神的作为。
You need to count the blessing.
我们要数算这样的恩典。
And think about should you be a blessing to other people.
好好自己思考一下，你愿不愿意去成为他人的祝福。
You don't need to be perfect.
你不需要完美。
You're just willing to share your life with others.
只需要愿意把你的生命跟他人分享。
Share those great glorious moments.
去分享在你生命中那些荣耀的时刻。
Or those failures, those lessons that you learned from God.
或者是那些很糟糕的时候你曾经犯下的错误。
Are you willing to share your life with other people?
你愿意与他人分享你的生命吗？
Please pray.Who can be your disciples? Who can you lead them to Christ?
祷告，求你看见并带领他人的需要。
For those young Christians,
如果你是刚信主没多久的，
Do you want to have a healthy spiritual life?
你想要有健康的属灵成长吗？
You have seen people raising their hand that who have been a Christian longer than you.
我们刚刚都看见了，在我们当中有不少可能比你信主时间要长的弟兄姐妹。
Do you want to learn from them?
你想要从他们身上学习吗？
When you face challenges and difficulties in your faith,
当你在信仰中遇到困难和挑战时，
You want to have someone that you can count on and give you some guidance.
你想要有人是你可以指望并给你指导的吗？
If that's the case,Take initiation and ask someone to be your mentor.
如果是的话，采取主动，接近那个你想要学习的人，问他是否愿意成为你的导师。
And we also have seen that quite a few of us raised their hands saying they are not a Christian yet.
我们刚也看到了刚刚举手说自己还在慕道还没信主的朋友。
Do you have the burden to reach out to them and share your faith with them?
今天你有负担想要跟他们分享你的生命吗？
Not just by word, but by your life example.
不仅仅是在话语上分享，而是在我们生命也可以分享。
Maybe you have gone through those struggles that they have.
或许正是因为你也经历过慕道的阶段，你当时克服的难处，他们也正在经历。
So your experience in Christ can be a good blessing and help to them.
所以你在主里面的经历，说不定就能帮助到他们。
Remember, it is the commission.Or command from our God that we need to go and make disciples.
让我们记住，这就是主给我们的大使命，去使万民做我们的门徒。
Pray. Who can you bless, and who can bless you?
让我们去祷告， 试想我们今天能够给谁带来祝福，我们又可以是从哪里得到这样的祝福。Father, we thank you for all the wonderful mentors that you place in our lives. And we know that through this life that we walked with you, we have experienced so many journeys, so many times that we cannot help but say, this is truly your glory. We pray that today you will use us to become one of those mentors in other people's lives. And also to respond with love and respect to those who mentor us. For we know this is not an easy job to do. Give us the patience and love as we come together with each other to become a change maker in their lives thanks to you. We give thanks in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.